The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott. It is Thursday, the 9th of May, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Christina's there. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're looking lovely this morning, as usual.
Thank you so much. Feeling better?
Good, good. You've got to feel good. You're too young not to.
Easy to say.
Do we have a special day out there?
Yes, actually it is. It's a National Home Front Heroes Day. Also, there's International War of... there's a 9th of the May is the International... Day when the Russian wins the war
in Europe, I mean, yep. Against the Nazis.
Yep.
Okay, we don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. But also it's something what's happening today. Also about good stuff. Today is National Muscata Day. Who likes wine?
Muscata. Yeah, isn't that a sweet wine? I think so.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Now, what's happening with the weather here is. It's going to be sunny with a high near 86. Now, this goes all the way over till next Wednesday, except the only differences are Friday is going to be 90, Saturday 92, Sunday 91, Monday 93, Tuesday 95, and next Wednesday 95. So it's no more rain, my friends. Things are going to start drying out. All those little pools of water disappearing, and it's just going to be really, really nice weather, especially for next week's rodeo. Reading Rodeo, the state feed and dance this Saturday, day after tomorrow, all the things that are going on. It's going to be just great weather next week. Not too intensely high, but, hey, the rodeo starts at 7 p.m. So the sun's down, it's behind the stands, and it's just going to be a great time. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business out of Anderson. They give outstanding customer service. They do treat their customers as friends, veteran-owned business, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. They are just a, they do treat their customers, like I said, like friends. They care. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I have Ron Lemon with me. I know you're asking why. Because.
Yeah, I know why. Again.
Okay. Now, Ron is an aviator. If y'all don't know who Ron Lemon is. Who is Ron Lim? Tell him quickly who you are. You've been around here forever.
We had Lim's Cafe, me and my three sisters.
Yeah.
Over after my parents passed away. And also the owner of Lim's Pharmacy. I had that for about 46 years, something like that.
Uh-huh.
I do a lot of car shows. I fly. I do a lot of scenic flights on my own. I donate a lot of those to charities.
Yes, flights. You do.
They auction those off. What else am I?
Well, you used to have a show here with on Ask Al, and then y'all are taking a sabbatical.
Yes, we are.
Very well received show.
Last Tuesday was
our last Tuesday was your last show. Yeah.
It's nice to have a break, but I will miss it. It's kind of fun. Actually, I learned a lot in that talk show about relationships.
Yeah. And, you're an expert on them.
Yeah, I don't know about that. My friends thought it was pretty funny, though. I was talking about relationships.
Okay, now, Benton
Airport.
Benton Airport.
Air Center.
Airfield, Air Center. It's not...
Not the airport itself.
No, it's Benton, it used to be called Benton Air Center or Benton Air Park, but it's not. It's really an airport.
Well, the airport is, the airport.
Yeah.
The business on it that
does
the flight school and the maintenance on planes,
Yeah.
Also the cafe in this case. All that is called Benton Air Center.
Oh, okay.
Now the new name is Cardenz.
Oh, okay, Cardenz. Now, the new owner or the new leaser, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Gary's got it,
yeah.
And he wants everybody to know that the place is open for business.
Yes, he has a business, same thing that was called the FBO down in Red Bluff, too.
He's been
there for a long time. And now he's spreading out, and now he's got both places, both Red Bluff and Redding.
Now, I mean, when nobody was running it, you couldn't get fuel there.
No, it's been closed for about 2 years. The previous operator left and...
Just left.
Yes. Just left.
He just left.
Yeah. And we were all left with... Right in the middle of flight school, you know, halfway through flight school, those guys had to quit. Stop. Most of them.
I bet they didn't get their money back.
I know one guy did after he insisted.
Oh, okay.
He got his, but I don't think the others did. Because a lot of guys put money down, you know, ahead of time for their
reference. Sure.
And the majority of them didn't get a refund. The previous owner said
that was the previous guy, but
this one, Gary, he's Gary Walker. He's a cool guy, and I met him when they first, you know, started fixing the place up, remodeling, and he says, "Man, I want to bring back everything that Jim was doing before, and maybe add a lot of other things to get the place." Run again.
Uh-huh.
He's already got a full hangar of planes that he's already working on.
Okay.
He had more planes down in Red Bluff that they couldn't get to in the mm-hmm. in the maintenance shop, so they brought a bunch of those up here, and then, you know, all of us guys are starting to
bring yours in. Now, something's happening Saturday, though.
Yeah, this Saturday is kind of a grand opening that he's doing, and it's a 5 p.m. Saturday till whenever. There will be some activities, a band, food. They're going to have free hot dogs, burgers, water, sodas, some drinks. You do have to bring your own chair, though, and maybe some and your own drink. And then they're going to provide the food. You can bring a side dish if you want, optional. But it's a reopening. He was calling it a reopening party, hangar party,
mm-hmm.
community party. And anybody that wants to show up with a classic car, they would appreciate that. They do want...
There'll be a few cars there, probably.
There'll be a few cars, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a car show.
No.
This is going to be a hangar party celebrating the opening of Benton Air Park Center.
Well, but
what is
I think they call it Benton Air Center / Cardenz.
Oh, Cardenz.
Yeah, Cardenz.
C-R. Is that the name of the restaurant?
No, well, I don't know. A few years ago we had CC and Jonathan here running that place,
mm-hmm.
and everybody loved it. The food was great.
Yeah.
They were great.
Yeah.
Well, they're back.
They are?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good news.
I actually found out that they're actually going to lease the restaurant.
Cool.
From Gary, and they can do kind of their own thing. So they're remodeling. I just walked in yesterday and got a good look at it, and it's going to be really nice. You still got the deck, but you know, having Cece and Jonathan there, everybody's going to want to come back. I've been having people call me every day for 2 years. When's that thing opening?
Well, they have good food there.
Yes, and they love and mimosas.
Yeah. So would you pound back 4 or 5 before you'd fly that?
Oh, night? Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, Katie Garris listening in, Heavenly Donuts, she loves her mimosas. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Ron, this is great. You know, it's back in operation.
Yeah,
people
happy.
Can get their gas there. You've
yep.
got somebody there. The planes can be maintained.
Flight school's coming back.
Flight school's coming back for those people that want to learn to leave the ground in something that could come back down hard. You know how I am about flying in small planes, but I would fly with you only because
thank you.
I know that on the way down I could reach over and say nasty things to you.
You can,
but the fact is the maintenance of the planes are so important.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you can be a great pilot, but if it's not maintained, the maintenance there is really good from what I understand.
Yeah, and the average plane, you know, is of the general aviation fleet is about 50 years.
Cool. Yeah, I saw that. I was looking at some Grumman's that were for sale, and they're all
in the 40s, 50s.
Yeah, I mean they're like 70 years old, 70, and yet they're selling for especially the seaplanes and amphibs. Astronomical funds.
No, the maintenance is all.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, if you don't maintain it, yeah.
And you can put in new electronics and things like that.
That's a big deal. Yeah, upgrading to the
newest technology and everything. I mean, you can do that, and as long as those props keep turning.
Well, even then, you can still fly.
It just flies
slower. Not very far.
It flies.
I've had a few of those.
Becomes a glider.
Yeah, I remember I did that with my ultralight.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
When I was on Eureka Way.
Yep, that was...
So I know what
it's okay.
Called.
Okay, Saturday,
Benton, 5 o'clock.
At the Benton Airfield there at 5 o'clock, they're going to have a party. Food's provided. You can bring your own drinks.
And your own chair.
Own chair. And it's just going to be a good time.
Yeah, and Gary did tell me yesterday that spectators are welcome, the public.
Yeah, the public, everybody's, I mean, it's just
not
the people.
Not just pilots.
Not just pilots, everybody's welcome there. Yep. Okay. All right, thanks. We got to take a break here.
All right, thank you.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It's been in the business 17 years. It's won awards for small banks in America. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one on California Street, one on Hartnell, and the newest branch down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by any of the branches and say, hey, I'm interested in becoming a customer of Cornerstone. We'll be right back.
Of excitement as the Redding Rodeo returns. Fucking by the river, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReddingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Redding Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReddingRodeo.com today.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State, and it is. The only watch repairman in the whole area is right there. A great selection of jewelry. And if you're getting ready for rodeo, they've got a lot of Native American jewelry there. You know, cuffs and turquoise and rings and necklaces and everything you can think of at very good prices. That's a locally owned, locally operated store, and they are just great people. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Well, Ron, I kept Ron on for another minute because Father's Day is coming up, and the event that hasn't been going on for 2 years is now back.
It is coming back this year. We're, you know, they'll be bringing back the helicopter rides, the plane rides. There will be a lot of planes coming in. It'll be like a fly-in also, so you'll be have lots of planes to look at.
Yeah,
we're
going to have another show that discusses this. But put this in your wheel group there that it's coming back. It's going to be on June 16th,
I believe.
June 16th, I think, is Father's Day.
I think so.
You can people get rides in planes and stuff?
We're putting that together now.
Yeah,
so I'll be out there on the flight line helping get people in planes.
Yeah, you can, Ron will strap you in an ultralight and crank it up.
Yeah, I don't think I'll get many takers on that.
Well, now, an ultralight, I can understand. To me, that would be a little bit safer for some reason. I don't know why I think it is. Maybe it's because that you're going slower, and that if the engine quits, that you can land it
In a short distance.
In a short distance, yeah.
Like your Eagle Eye, yeah.
I have been in short takeoff and landing planes, and let me tell you, it's
You see the end of the runway coming up.
You see the end of the runway when you get into it.
Yeah,
that's the problem. That's you're coming back in, and you. And
yeah, we're going to land on that position.
We're not going to land there. It's at an angle. Come on, guys. Anyway. Okay, Ron. Thank you much for being here with us. And
we'll see you all Saturday, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, this Saturday, 5 o'clock down at Benton Airfield. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, something happened in, as you know, last week or week before last, Julie Winter and Tanessa Audette are having a real, real problem with Aaron Hatch with creating a, quote, toxic environment. And they said this Tuesday they were going to vote on that. Well, it appears that a lot of people disagreed with Mayor Audette on this, including Julie Winters, as it turns out, and that they were going to vote to remove him from the head of the planning, Reading City Planning Commission. Well, hundreds of people wrote in. Dozens of people showed up at the meeting, and every one of them talked about not replacing Aaron Hatch. And so after nearly 2 hours of testimony, the council did not take any action to dismiss Hatch from the advisory board. And Julie Winters said she had spoken with Hatch and was withdrawal seeking his removal. And Councilman DeQuisto and said Winter and Mayor Audette should apologize to Hatch, either privately or publicly. All of us would do well to remember we have many shared values and interests, and our political process should remain open to diverse voices in our community, said Dan Scollin, a geography and GIS instructor at Shasta College. Anyway, so Aaron is staying in his position. Mayor Odette was still insistent Hatch should apologize to the city's development services director after she alleged Hatch had made it seem as if the staff had, something to hide. So, anyway, Aaron stays on, and they voted, I guess, not to do it. So, but Mayor Odette seems to be still upset about it. Well, everybody else seems to be okay. All right, second thing, until our next guest comes in, is that the Board of Supervisors approved a raise. Approved a raise for themselves. First raise in two decades, and that's important to know and to remember. However, it was a 59% raise. They're going to... they're going from $53,000 annually for a part-time job, as most people will tell you, to a $78,000, costing the county an extra $195,000 a year. That the county makes most department heads in the county make well over $70,000 already. However, in the increase, he says, matches the effort the role needs. You can make it part-time job if you don't put the work in, but it really is a full-time job and should be paid the same. So it's up to each supervisor, and the public will know whether they're getting their work out of their supervisor or not. Jones brought it up, and it passed 3-1 because Mary Ricketts wasn't there. And now it doesn't take place till after January. So two of the people that voted for it, Garmin and Jones, aren't even going to be there. And District 1 supervisor voted against it. So other people that what some people said there says is that that's an awful lot for one time. Couldn't we do it in a graduated, like give a 10,000 or do 1,000 a month for the next three years? I don't know. If they've got the money, they did it. Now, other counties, some pay less, some pay much more. But the first raise in two decades. You know what? Here's the thing, too, is for the amount of time I think that they spend there, I can't say that everyone spends as much time there as they should. I've heard stories about some of the supervisors would show up on Tuesdays, or they might show up a couple other times. Now, they're in other boards and, that they have to do. But, others treat this like a regular job. They get there at, 9 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning, and they stay there 4 or 5 hours a day. And if you've got a regular job, if you have a business, that takes away 4 or 5 hours a day away from your business. And can your business do that? And so, if you're going to have people that would be great supervisors, but they can't do it because they're in a job because they need the money, at least this amount of money would allow people who would absolutely be fabulous in the job as a supervisor. It gives them an opportunity to do it because it's paying $79,000 a year. $78,000. So now everybody thought, you got to be against the raises. No, because you know what? You get what you pay for. The other thing, though, is I think they could have spread it out over maybe a couple years, let people get used to it. But, it's kind of like ripping the Band-Aid off. You grab the end of it, and then you get over it. So I don't think, you know what, there's not going to be a big thing. You know, some people say, well, I don't like the kind of government we have right now. Well, government's changing come January. Come November, government's going to change. And now somebody getting paid $79,000 a year might make that difference on whether they're going to run. We don't know it yet, but we could have the very best supervisor that ever lived. When they made that decision to pay him $79,000 a year, plus, you know, each year, cost of living increases. That may make the difference. Nadine Bailey may run. She's sitting across from me. We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located on Hilltop Drive. And Maxwell's is all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. All your insurance questions and financial needs questions under one roof at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And with everything going on, the craziness with the insurance industry, and I do that. I use that word craziness in insurance in the same sentence all the time. Why? Because it's crazy out there. You need somebody that understands the insurance game, how to get insurance, the best insurance for you, for your personal property. Hey, how about your business? And what about life insurance? The same thing. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, if you want to talk to somebody down there about insurance, maybe something about your 401k, you get a free review and evaluation at Maxwell Insurance and Financial at 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com is your home for the Reading Colt 45 baseball broadcast live. For each game that you sponsor, you'll receive a full month of advertising and 8 tickets per game that you sponsor. If you're interested, call 530-605-4565 or email sales at KCNR1460.com. Look at me.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Reading Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it's Thursday the 9th, and it's 7:36 in the morning, and y'all just missed me. I'm wearing my Willie Nelson. Which tour is that?
Ride Me Back Home.
Ride Me Back Home tour t-shirt that I went to. Willie's not the same Willie that he was 50 years ago, but then again,
none of us
Carl's
are.
Carl's not the same Carl as he was 50 years ago, which is really good for Redding and Linda. Hey, I'm here with Nadine Bailey, one of my favorite people. She is so smart. I mean, she is above smart. I'm not kidding you.
That's very
you know,
kind.
People, well, you know what? People go, well, she's opinionated. When you're smart, you have opinions. I could care, you know, and Nadine probably could care less, you know, but that. But today we're going to talk. You had some really good news. We've been talking Sykes Reservoir since 1955. And they are actually doing what?
They're starting to talk to construction contractors. So the permits are progressing. They're making their – I'm on the community planning group, and so they're starting to make plans for what they do when the construction starts, and the permits are progressing, and I think you're going to see a project that's good for farms, good for fish, good for Shasta. We'll be able to pick up water from Shasta when they have to let it go for cold water reasons, and
yeah.
It's just a great project.
Super. Yes, we need it, and even Gavin Newsom, bless his heart.
Yeah,
it's agreed to it.
Well, it's got bipartisan support, and it always has. It was community driven. It was a group of people in Colusa that came together and said, "Hey, we've got to solve some of these problems." And I think we tend to look at, you know, let's go to the feds or let's go to the Sacramento and have them solve our problems. And I think what we're all finding out is local solutions from local people make the difference.
Oh, well, I would think so. It's we know what's going on down on the ground. We call it local intel. You know, you get the people on the ground that can tell you, well, yeah, I mean, they know. You know, you say, well, we have a photograph of this. Well, no, that's not true. It just, you know, there's no water there. That kind of thing. Okay, the other thing we were going to talk about was fires.
Fires. Well, they had – the reason I called you was the Northwest Forest Plan revisions being done. And so they met up in Weaverville. And I went up there with really good intentions. I was going to be all positive and logical. And I got up there, and they had this big green – it's a beautiful – the facility that they were at was the one that the – Reading Rancheria built up there for medical care. They have a conference room, so that's where it was.
Oh, is that
at.
Where it was at? Oh, yeah, that their clinic up there. Is it beautiful?
It is so beautiful, and
it's got a water feature.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for them for building that, because that's made a big difference in the health of people in Trinity County.
And you know, they've got, I think that's their third one they've built, and at these, it's of course Native Americans, but it's for everybody. If you're on Medi-Cal. And you can come in any of these clinics, and no copays, top of the line doctors. You don't get the generic drugs.
They're saving lives. It's an amazing facility. So that's where it was.
It's beautiful. So they also they have a conference room.
They have
there.
A beautiful conference room with a big wall. The whole wall is a screen. So up on the screen is this picture of this beautiful forest, and it says Northwest Forest Plan, you know, 30 years of success or something like that. And I'm thinking, 30 years of success? Did you save the spotted owl? No. Did you save the forest? No. So then I had to listen to one of the professors that came down from Portland saying...
You mean the spotted owl wasn't saved?
No, the spotted owl was not saved. 60,000 living wage jobs disappeared. And if you remember, Bill Clinton made a lot of promises. And so one of the professors read the promises that he made.
Okay.
And they were, you know, building strong communities, making a healthy forest, and he had this whole list, and she goes, I read this to every one of my classes. And by that time, my head was exploding. So,
because she meant it, or she was just...
Oh, she means it.
Or she was just being satirical.
No, she means it. They really think that Bill Clinton solved the forestry problem with the Northwest Forest Plan. So a couple of tribal speakers, local guys from Hay Fork, stood up and spoke, and I thought, I had pictures, you know, pictures that Roger Yagle has taken of the old growth that's burnt, pictures of Forest Glen, pictures of all the places that are gone now. They're, you know, somewhere over Iowa. And I said, you know, we've got to stop doing this. A better accurate picture would be the one of an old growth forest that's now history. It's, you know, it's, there's not even stumps left. It burnt so hot. I said, these are the things you need to do if you really want to save the forest. You've got to stop letting these outside teams come in and add more fire during a catastrophic fire event when they don't know the landscape. You've got to put out fires right away. If you want to use managed fire or you want to use prescribed fire, do it not during the height of fire season, during a major conflagration. Do it when people can really get some work done and get some material burned up. I'm a big proponent of prescribed fire. I think it's one of the tools we have in our toolbox. That and removal of biomass by like logging.
How about grazing?
Grazing.
Let him put in, beef or sheep or goats, and let them get rid of all the biomass.
Yeah, they will get rid of that small fine material. Yeah. The bigger stuff has to
Then it goes to what are they? Burns wood.
Cogeneration.
Cogeneration.
Yeah.
Thanks. Cogeneration plants where they can take all of this, and we could open up four or five of these plants, and they're all considered green and renewable, and we could be providing electricity also and also saving the forest. And to me, it's just so simple. I don't understand what the problem is.
What is it? Common sense isn't so common anymore.
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, you know, cogeneration puts smoke into the air, and that was the other thing I brought up. I had a picture of the Trinity River where you can't see 5 feet down the road. The smoke is so thick. And I said, we're breathing this. This is destroying our lungs. You know, my husband has been seeing a heart doctor, and they ask him, do you smoke? And he goes, yeah, I smoke a couple of trees a year for the last 10 years. You know, and that's the reality. We're all smoking a couple of trees.
Even right down here in Reading, at times it was so thick you couldn't see down a city block. And as we all know, now we have to take a break. But the idea of not using prescribed burns without using biomass removal without thinning the forest. You know, I've gone to other states and you drive and it's like a park out there, and because the trees, they're like 15 feet apart. And so you don't have 12 of them in a 6-foot region area here. Small ones that can't grow, the big ones are being choked off because they clear all that out. And it's absolutely beautiful in there. And there's no reason except political will to not do that here and build back the industry, do the right thing for the forest. But you can't do it overnight. This is a 20, 30-year project to do something like this.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to hear what happened after you told these people this, what the reaction was. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, you need to give Patrick a call. He's got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He's a veteran, former law enforcement, worked for the insurance companies for a couple of years, and he just didn't like that. He didn't like what he saw, so he's taken on the other side. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries are life-changing. You and your family. Your employer wants you to be back. You want to be back, but something's not going right. Give Patrick a call. 530-262-2168. Gorman, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We'll be right back.
Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a man to get this, we go down the highway.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
An anniversary as legendary as our jackpot. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino as we celebrate 31 years of thrilling moments and unforgettable memories. Don't miss our weekly drawings, cash and prize giveaways, food specials, and so much more. May 1st through the 31st. Cheers to over 3 decades of luck, laughter, and living the high roller life. For complete promotion or event details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Refi Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Watt. Good morning. How are you? It is the 9th of May, 7:50 in the morning. It's about 66 degrees out there, going up to a high near, what do we say today, about 86 today. And you know what? It's going to be sunny and clear all through next Wednesday, except it's just going to start getting warmer, but not too warm. Because the rodeo's coming, and it's going to be beautiful out there. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, I'm here with Nadine Bailey, and we're talking fires and forest protection. So I just during the break talking about the spotted owl, which ruined the lumber business in the whole Northwest, including Northern California, because they put so many million acres of forest under protection for the spotted owl, which likes old growth. And you told me a story how they were trying to do prescribed burns and they were burning off old growth.
Well, wasn't prescribed fire.
Oh, it wasn't a prescribed fire.
Yeah, okay. No, it was during the August complex. Some of the outside teams came in and they lit a backfire miles away from where the fire was, and they burn up one of the most attractive old growth groves in, I think, anywhere in the world, Forest Glen. And they burn it to the ground. And that myth that old growth forests won't burn, they're fireproof. All it was left with giant holes where the trees were.
And you said the spotted owls were out there, Phil.
Oh yeah, there were spotted owls. Yeah. Nobody knows. I don't know if they're tracking them. You know, the environmentalist in Oregon, Andy Kerr, said if we hadn't had the spotted owl, we'd had to invent him to stop logging. It wasn't about saving the spotted owl. It was about stopping timber harvest on federal land.
Which, by the way, like Grays Harbor many years ago had a big protest saying, hey, you're going to kill us. And they did.
They did.
They killed, if you look at Weaverville.
Weaverville, Hay Fork, Happy Camp, name them all.
All of those. Have, you know, their lives changed dramatically.
And we replaced it instead with the fire industrial complex, where we spend money. We don't put the fires out. We just let them burn. And I don't know that the public understands that their forests, like the Mendocino National Forest, is going to go back to brush. It's not going to have trees because it's burnt so many times.
Well, I understand that they've changed that policy. I thought they had changed that policy that now as soon as the fire's there, they're going to fight it as soon as they spot it.
Yeah, if you see that happening, please alert my people, because we're not seeing that. We're seeing them dink around and say, well, we're just going to let it see what it does. It's just creeping around. And I say, you know, a fire in June is a fire that needs to be put out. If you want to add fire to the landscape, do it in, you know, October, November.
Mm-hmm.
There are times. And people that are good burning advocates know what those times are.
Well, I remember seeing a fire down in Anderson. I saw the smoke come up, and this was a couple years ago. And I called 911, because when you see smoke coming up like that, you figure it's grass fire. Mm-hmm. Who knows? And she said, we already know about it. We've got engines going to it. But within 10 minutes, there was a helicopter.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it wasn't a helicopter, it was a plane.
Yeah.
Coming over and doing dives on it. And they had two planes that came down and hit it.
But that fire still burnt some houses up. What you have to do is you have to be proactive. You can't, You know, the song, Put Another Log on the Fire, that's what we've been doing in Northern California, is putting another log on the fire. We're not removing any of the material. We just keep, we've gone from 60 stems per acre up to 1,000 stems per acre in our forests. So we've got this tremendous fuel load. It's all about the fuel. And outside of west of Redding, we're adding more fuel and available burnable fuel every year because we're not taking care of those areas in the car fire that burnt, that footprint. We need to be going in there and lessening the amount of material that's available fuel to burn.
Well, whose land is that? County?
That's no, it's a lot of it's BLM. We spoke with BLM. We offered to go out and get grant funding to come in and treat some of those acres.
Mm-hmm.
But if you drive that Swayze Drive, you look at it, we're just another probably 5 years from another bad fire. Whiskeytown Lake is my big gripe.
Yeah.
They just left all the standing dead material there to be ready for the next fire.
Well, that's it. That's the other thing. Allow people to log that off, and you can still use it. Still, a lot of it was still usable for a year.
Yeah.
I guess a little bit over a year, you know, but after that, it's...
Yeah.
I don't know what you can do with it.
Well, just getting
it. Burn it someplace.
Getting it down on the ground, burning it up if that's what you want to do. But you've got to treat those fuel problems. Otherwise, they become problems for our community. After we had a fire conference here where we brought in speakers from all over the West who are experts. You know, we probably had 1,000 years of fire expertise. And one of the things that we looked at was, you know, drawing a circle around some of these communities. You could even do it in Redding and saying, having the county and the city say, if you don't treat your available fuel, we're going to do it for you because we want to protect our communities. We don't want to see any more houses burn. We don't want to see our insurance rates go up. So we've got to start doing things like FireWise Communities. They're doing that up in Happy Valley.
Well, let's talk about that. What is a FireWise community?
It's where a group of people get together and they decide, they all agree, the community agrees to lessen their fire danger by removing dead trees and cleaning simple things, cleaning gutters, making sure that you don't have shrubs next to your house, that if there is a fire, the fire gets into the shrub and catches the house on fire. These are all things we can do. They call it home hardening. And we can harden our homes and make them more fire safe. The insurance rates are going to kill Northern California.
Well, they already, if you can find insurance. I understand there was a bill introduced that said, hey, look, if people are mitigating, like the fire safe communities, they're clearing their, you know, they don't have bushes up against their house anymore. They've thrown out their shrubbery. There's no trees over the top of their houses. Their wooden decks have been treated, you know, those kind of things that, you know, there should be some mitigation in here, and they're not letting, you know, they're not taking into account the people clearing their land and everything.
So I'm hearing that there are going to be some protests down in Sacramento, that people are going to go to the insurance commissioner and demand some solutions. And we're working on that right now to look at some of those things. But I agree. If you're doing your job and you're making your home fire safe, you should be getting a break in your fire insurance.
Yeah, I mean, if you're taking the effort to thin out any trees around your place, so, and you've done it so there's no trees that close to you, and you're keeping your brush or your grass way down, and, you know, you've taken care of the trees around your house, and I'm thinking of this one place specifically, they've done all that. But they still, you know, they still can't get a... insurance policy out there.
Yeah, and people don't understand. Well, they say, well, you've got the FAIR plan. Well, the FAIR plan is just the building. It's not the content. So you, then
and
you have to buy
it. It's expensive.
It's very expensive.
And there's more. There's thousands of more people having to get into the FAIR plan because all the insurance companies have pulled out because they're losing billions on the reconstruction. But we're not the only ones. Oregon's got hit with it. Florida, North Carolina, Texas. The insurance companies, because of natural disasters, you know, if you live on the coast in North Carolina, good luck trying to get insurance now because of hurricanes.
Hurricanes, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, so there are solutions, and I think people getting together and looking at those really helps.
Yeah. So when's there going to be another conference? Or there's always conferences.
You mean the fire conference that we did? Well, it's going to be online. So we filmed everything. We filmed all those speakers, and rather than to try to get everybody together, we're turning those into some little 3 to 5 minute YouTube videos that are going to be available probably within the month or so, and I'll let you know, and I'll send those links to those so that you can see these experts talk about what we can do. My favorite is Danielle Lindler. She, from Jefferson, she does some great forest health projects, and we've got those on video so you can see those.
You know, it's something that I think that all, I don't care which side of the political spectrum you're on, it touches all of us. We should all be able to get together and figure out how to handle this.
Yep, and we are at the ground level.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Hey, when we come back, we've got Simpson University and Allison Hall. They're talking about that new groundbreaking for their STEM building and what's that mean to Reading and for the students out there at Simpson University.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden has a warning for a longtime U.S. ally fighting for its very life.
The president said he's still committed to Israel's defense, but he would not send offensive weapons if there's a major ground operation in Rafah. He told CNN that if the Israelis invade Rafah, the U.S. will not supply the weapons and artillery shells used. Mr. Biden has said that Israel needs to do far more to protect the lives of civilians in Gaza, including in Rafah, where more than 1 million civilians are sheltering. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Forecasters warning of the possibility of more severe weather today across parts of the South and the Midwest. 2 people were killed in Tennessee, 1 in North Carolina, following powerful storms yesterday. Tornadoes and suspected tornadoes cut a path of destruction across a vast area. And 2 young siblings died in Southern California earlier this week. They were swept away by a rapidly flowing creek in the San Bernardino Mountains. House Republicans have passed a bill to add a citizenship question to the 2030 census. Not a single Democrat voted for that bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson says given that millions of illegal aliens are pouring into the country, this kind of legislation is sorely needed. He adds that states should be required to obtain proof of citizenship in person when signing people up to vote.
You definitely should be concerned that illegal aliens might be voting in 2024. And that's why it is critical that we pass the SAVE Act to safeguard our federal elections and ensure that only Americans get to decide American elections.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's attempt to oust Johnson as Speaker of the House has failed. Democrats, as well as many Republicans, oppose the effort to depose Johnson. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher this hour. The Dow is up 190 points. The Nasdaq ahead 32 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Labor unrest resulting in massive air travel headaches in India.
Thousands of passengers were stranded in various parts of India as well as in the Gulf as Air India Express cancelled at least 175 flights in the past 2 days. Other flights were delayed. The company said it was taking appropriate action against individuals after 100 cabin crew took sudden sick leave. Media reports linked the current crisis to simmering staff discontent over new policies on hiring and promotion by Tata, which took over the airline 2 years ago. Tata is in the process of merging Air India Express with Air Asia India.
That's the BBC's Embarrassing Eddie Rajan. Russia wrapping itself in patriotic pageantry for Victory Day, celebration of the defeat of Nazi Germany. President Vladimir Putin has turned it into a pillar of his nearly quarter century in office and justification for his invasion of Ukraine. Townhall.com. Well, first it was your gas stove. Now it's what you put on that stove that's the issue.
The government now says if you can smell food cooking, it's pollution. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration study claims to have measured what they call underappreciated sources of urban air pollution, saying if you can smell the food, there's a good chance it's impacting air quality. The study's lead author says having the data is the first step to making policy decisions. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Japanese automaker Nissan saw profits soar 92% for the fiscal year through March, hitting $2.7 billion. Nissan sales grew in all major global markets except China. Annual sales rose by about 20%. Nissan hopes to maintain its leadership in electric vehicles in its home market of Japan. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning and today, the 9th of May, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's on the watch today. Good morning there, Christina.
Good morning.
Or as we say in Ukrainian,
Доброго ранку.
I knew that. Okay.
Of course.
The weather. lies. Okay. The weather today is sunny with a high near 86 and a low around 63. Now, that forecast goes through next Wednesday. Something like that. However, it starts getting a little bit warmer. It's going to be in 90s on Friday, 90 in fact, 92 on Saturday, 91 on Sunday, and it goes like that. It's going to be in the low 90s, and to rodeo week next week, it means it's going to be clear and beautiful, and it's not going to be too hot. And with all the events we have going, including starting out with the steak feed, this Saturday starts at 5 down at the rodeo grounds and the mutton busting slack with 150 kids riding sheep starts at 3. And if you don't think that's fun, all these kids have signed up. 150 kids have signed up to ride a sheep and we take the top 40 for the performances 10 a night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They get buckles, they get it all there. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated business, family owned business, been there for 25 years. They do treat their customers as friends. They're reliable. They have great integrity. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran owned business. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Simpson University and Allison Hall. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning. And as they say in Northern Ireland, bite ya.
Bite ya?
Bite ya.
Bite ya.
It's the same as hello. Bite ya.
Oh, you're Irish.
Well, British, Northern Ireland, but yeah.
British, Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Oh, do you feel torn?
No.
Well, I've had Irish friends. They're not torn either.
No.
No, they're very clear on how they feel.
Yes. I was proud to be British, and now I'm proud to be American.
You know, and Allison, by the way, is married to Dr. Norm Hall.
I am. And we've said this before. I'm his first wife.
His first wife.
Mm-hmm.
And if he looks in any other direction, it'll be his last wife. Because Allison,
yes.
Tell us a little bit about you. You said, were you born in, where
I
were
was
you born?
Born, raised till age 16 in Northern Ireland. Grew up on a dairy farm.
In what part?
The very north coast of County Antrim. So if you've ever gone there, it's close by the Giant's Causeway or Dunluce Castle. Yeah, and all my family's still there.
Well, we have very close friends. They're over there right now.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're taking a tour of the pubs, it looks like, by Facebook pictures.
But I'm going to guess they'll swing by Bushmills Distillery. That's a hit point too. Yeah.
Bushmills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know they were at Guinness, the Guinness Factory.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
That was one of my favorite visiting spots when I was there. It's amazing what a dichotomy it is. You go out there and you see all these green fields, you see the sheep, you see all that, and then you go into Belfast, and there's still a wall in there. Is it Belfast?
Londonderry.
Londonderry.
Yes.
The wall is still there.
Yes.
And they still use it.
Yes.
And what you're talking about, when the troubles, as it used to be. And,
it started just before I was born and continues, but not as intense now.
Not as intense.
Correct.
But there's still murals on the wall.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. On walls everywhere about there, celebrating victories and deaths and all this.
Yep.
Still a beautiful country.
It's beautiful, yes, it is. Yeah. So I left when I was 16 for a year of high school exchange.
Okay.
Then went back for two and then came back looking for college, and I've been here since.
And met Dr. Hall somewhere around it now.
I did, my senior year of college. I met him on a blind date.
A blind date.
And it worked out.
Okay. Now, y'all just had a big day.
We sure did. It was exciting. We broke ground on our new business technology and engineering building, which will also house our Veterans Success Center.
Right. Now, tell us what the STEM building means to our area here.
Well, one of the goals of Simpson University has always been to lean into being Reading's hometown university. A lot of research, a lot of conversations were had as to what industry, what can Simpson provide in our students, for our students, so they can stay and lean into the community here. Engineering was one of those main components, which is why we looked very, very quickly in adding it as a degree at the university. So when we look at each of those areas, the technology, computer information and so on, engineering, sciences, the nursing building, all of those are looking at how we can provide education for students that then can turn around and work in our community and serve here.
And this way, the construction of this building sets Simpson at a higher level in the ability to provide more services, that you're saying, in a better atmosphere, more technology, that people do not have to leave here. And
correct.
Other people will come here for that. They already come for the nursing. They
correct.
Come for the teaching. But Dr. Hall has introduced how many, gosh, I don't want to put you on the spot, but it's at least a dozen new majors there.
Correct. I think in the past, we're just wrapping up year six of his presidency. And I believe... eight new sports and equally 8 to 10 new majors.
Okay.
And we're continuing to look into, we've talked about aviation before.
Right.
That's another one we're looking at, again, to serve the community and what we can do and serve our area and, Northern California.
Law enforcement?
Yes, our social welfare, now that police officers will need that degree to go in, that's the next one we're looking at, yeah.
Is that a degree or a certificate?
I believe it's a degree, but don't quote me on that.
There's the post, colleges that you can go to for 2 years, and when you come out of that, it counts as your post.
Mm-hmm.
Police officer standard training.
I think they're changing that.
They're changing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, having been involved with Simpson and being on your advisory group, which I think I was there for the first meeting.
And thank you.
Myself and Marianne Johannesson.
Yeah.
A couple other guys have been the whole time, have been through this. And you have a wonderful cross-section of our community, ranging from the law enforcement, news organizations, businesses.
Real estate. Mm-hmm.
Legal.
Yep.
All of these. And it's...
medical, yep.
Medical. And we get a great presentation once a quarter,
mm-hmm.
and then everybody's able to, pile on with things. And the best thing about it is Norm Hall listens.
And his staff
listens.
It's all collaboration. We need to lean into, again, what the needs are and how we can serve the community. And okay. That's always been his goal.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by REU, Reading Electric Utility. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, yes, I know I say this all the time, but a lot of people are. Now, if you're hauling horses, electric vehicle does not work for me. However, if I'm just using it for around town, it really could. If you're thinking about, how about an electric bike? Yeah, trucks, cars, SUVs, bikes. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we'll be right back with Allison Hall from Simpson University.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Buck and Bind the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
That's Christina and I dance to that. It's not really a lot of dancing. It's just a little head banging to the left. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. If you miss one of our shows, just go to archives and listen to that show. They always have who's been on our show that day. Right, Christina? Most of the time. Right?
50%.
Well, we're making sure that it's 100% though, right? As close as we can. Okay, anyway, you can listen to our archives. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just talking to somebody whose family member is going in to get a valve replaced. Now, they have the TAVR valve replacement at Shasta Regional Medical Center, which means a lot less pain. They go up through your artery, replace that valve. You spend the night in the hospital, and the next day you go home. They don't have to crack your chest. Don't get in there and replace a valve. The Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, the Guardian heart attack warning system, so many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing at the, right on the cusp of technology that helps their patients. And you don't have to travel anymore to get just the best and the newest care available in our country. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Allison Hall, and we're talking about the new STEM building, the science, technology,
and engineering
yeah. and math.
Mm-hmm.
Math.
Close.
It's not math?
No.
What is it?
It's the business, technology, and engineering building.
I thought it was the STEM building.
Well, the name has...
That's what people have been telling me.
Sure. But we have renamed it to be to cover, because we're going to have business in there as well.
Oh, business is in there too.
Yeah.
But also the Veterans...
Veterans Success Center will also be housed in that facility too.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes.
And what exactly is this?
So our Veterans Success Center is focused specifically. It's run by Andrew Tuggle, great guy. And he serves the veterans in our community when they come in to start taking classes, help transition from the service to being a student. So he'll walk them through and help them with registering for classes, making sure they use their finances correctly through the GI Bill, and just giving them a space for support and encouragement. They're not the traditional student. They've seen life. And we have that center specifically for them to help them, you know, just land well and succeed.
Well, they have a little computer lab in there for
yep.
them. They've got places they can sit down.
Yeah, they'll have classroom or a space in there to study. They'll have place in there to meet and chat with friends, just for a community space as well. That's there specifically, yes.
Well, I tell you, some of the things they discuss, you know, you get a 22, 23-year-old in there that spent, you know, a couple of tours in combat.
Mm-hmm.
They come back, and what they end up doing is giggling with each other, talking about how stupid people are. And, okay, I shouldn't use the word stupid. I should say how naive people are. Those are things in classes, and it's like the people mm-hmm. have no concept of reality.
Right.
None.
Yep.
None.
Yep.
And most of the time, they never say anything because they're there to get their degree.
Mm-hmm.
That's their mission. That's what they're going to do. But when they get together, they like to discuss it.
Yes.
And so not in every case, of course.
Right.
Part of it is just sharing experiences with somebody that's done the same things you have.
Correct.
If you're in the service, you're pretty sure, and once you find out what their job was, you're pretty sure about what they did and what
mm-hmm.
they're like.
Mm-hmm. And I would add to that, I think part of Andrew Tuggle's goal is to help educate our community, our faculty, our staff, as to how to care for, guide, support our veterans, because they have lived life differently to that point, and we're very thankful for their service, and we need to be respectful of that and help support them along the way.
You don't have to – we're not talking about mollycoddling or kid gloving it. No, it's just the fact is, you know, it's good for the faculty to know that,
yeah.
hey, these guys have had these experiences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and remember that, you know, you start talking about a certain aspect of life,
mm-hmm.
depending on the class. These guys have been there. They've lived it. And you're talking the theoretical side of it.
Right.
And it's just to be aware.
Yep, absolutely. And they will add to the class, the enrichment of the class, too, because they bring a different perspective, because they've seen more life.
They have seen more life. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think that was the main thing I got from one of my young friends, a younger Marine, that he said, it's not, I use the word stupid, and that's not it. It's naive. And people believe these things based on no experience and just what they read or what they've been told. And when the veterans hear this, they have to also recognize that people aren't coming out of this because they're not bright. It's just because they, you know, this is what they've been fed.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a give and take on both sides.
Absolutely.
So anyway, so that's going to be it's going to be a portion of this building.
Correct. And it actually lead into an area of garden, prayer garden, which was specifically designated by one of our donors.
Okay.
Yeah. So a space for them to go out for solitude, privacy, prayer. So it'll be a great addition to that area as well.
Well, the other thing that you also have is the ability for Jeremy to connect all the veterans on campus.
Andrew, yeah.
Andrew, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Andrew Tuckle. To connect all the veterans.
Yes.
You know, and I think I've heard him say that, you know, putting up pictures and, you know, mm-hmm. names of people inside the Veterans Success Center, they'll be able to see other veterans.
Yes. You know. And many of our veterans live off campus. We have a few that will stay on campus. But it is a site when they're a commuter then that they know this is a home spot for them to rest, recover, and connect with other veterans. And,
sure.
And when we have those names posted where they've served, they may realize, hey, I was in the same space, same time, different, whatever. So it's another point of connection.
Okay.
All community-based.
Okay. All right. So when we get into the technology side,
mm-hmm.
of this, or of the new building there, mm-hmm. what can people kind of expect?
Well, when they go in, there'll be a variety of classrooms, obviously, but we've also put in labs, so for engineering and for computers, so that they can go in and start honing in skills, develop, to be able to just build their own skill set and use what the professors are teaching them with hands-on in the lab. For example, a 3D printer. We have a variety of equipment for them, so now there's a space for them to be able to go straight there and do that work. The computers will be there as well, obviously, with our computer information degree, and that will help them as well, just technology advances as you think, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so the more experience they can have, the better for them in the long run.
I think the most frustrating thing I would be is when you're teaching IT, is you teach it this week, and the next week they've changed it. And you say, okay, you know this, but yes, there has been a revolutionary change this week.
Yep.
But it keeps going on. And what about AI? Are you all jumping into that?
We have had a couple of professors specifically have done some presentations for our faculty and staff to understand that. You know, there's so much you can get from that in write me a speech, write me a report, give me the data on this. And I think we have to embrace it, but also use it wisely. And so I think that's part of what we're trying to teach. The resource is there. Let's use it, but use it with wisdom. Use it with effectiveness that's going to advance our own knowledge and service to others.
I would, you know, writing speeches, like we use it to do 30-second radio commercials.
So sure.
That's great. But if I wanted it to research and give me statistics and all this, I don't know if I can trust it because it has no conscience and it will lie to support what it's writing.
Again, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then I didn't know that. That's not anything I've ever learned. Well, it's because it's false, you know.
Right.
Now, it's also the other edge of that is students using it
to write
their report.
And again, that's through the wisdom of the professor, allowing them to have those conversations of how you use it appropriately and effectively and creatively, but also following the rules and guidelines of what we want.
This has got to be original work.
Yes.
Well, It is original. It's an original chat.
Well, there are resources to say, okay, did you write this or who wrote it? Chat GPT, right?
Yes, and but it's also, I guess there's new software that can tell.
Yes.
If this has been, that this comes from a computer.
Yes.
You got another computer ratting out the other computer, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And then
sure.
the students right there going, I didn't know you would know that.
I think they're becoming much more savvy on that, for sure.
I think so. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Allison Hall. We're talking about the new, what is it? It's, I call it the STEM building, but it's not. It's a, it's got a different
business, technology, and engineering building.
Business, technology, and engineering. So would I be a BTE? All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, where I've been going for 17 years. Never had a bad haircut. They're great people. They were founded in 1960. Been at this location for, gosh, what, 40, 50 years. It's a family-owned business. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And it's not a hair salon, my friends. No, it is a barbershop. A great barbershop. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478, which I do, so I can make it work in my schedule, or you can just drop by, and if they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Phone line's here at 530-605-4567. I'm telling you that because I'm giving away two tickets to Les Miserables. And you've got your choice of May 15th, May 16th, or May 18th. And it's going to be down at the Timber Theater right on Bocelli Lane at the Reading Performing Arts area. So if you'd like to go see Les Mis, and they were singing in here yesterday, and what beautiful voices, what accomplished young people we have involved in this. Give us a call, 530-605-4567, and score your tickets. And you can say which day you want to do, 15th, 16th, or 18th. And here it comes. I'm here with Allison Hall and from Simpson University, Reading's hometown university. And has been pushing that idea and living up to that ideal for 36 years mm-hmm. here in our community. And we're talking about the new business and technology center that was just did the groundbreaking. So who was there? I mean, it was a storied group of people there.
Right. We were just delighted the number of people that responded affirmingly to come and be a part of that monumental day. Sharing that day was our very own provost, John A. Abbey, who shared on behalf of the faculty. We had Dr. Gary Friesen, who represented our Christian Missionary Alliance. He's also a current trustee, and he shared the tradition of what CMA and what Simpson University has done for the North State. He reminded us during his sharing that Simpson formerly College up in Seattle was there 35 years. It was, 34 years in Seattle, 34 years in San Francisco, and we're just wrapping up our 35th year in Reading, so we're delighted. We also had Dr. Postma, who's the board chair, speak, and then our very own mayor, Tanessa Audette, came, and she was fabulous. And we were very honored to have Congressman LaMalfa share his support and encouragement for what Simpson and Reading has done.
Now, Senator and Mrs. Johannesson, they attended,
They
right?
attended, yes.
Because the new Veterans Center there is called.
We're going to honor them and name it after them, yes.
As another great idea from Simpson University. He has done so much for our veteran community. I mean, I can't even get into how many.
Both are just fabulous
people. Oh, and
people.
Marianne. What can I say? Marianne,
love the community and continued service, yes.
Now, here's two people that can literally live anywhere they want.
Yeah.
Literally live anywhere they want, but are still involved.
Mm-hmm.
Still involved. And Senator stops by here once a week.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I said, hey, I can go meet you. No, I'm going to come down. So, you know, he drives in here and parks. We have coffee or mm-hmm. something. And it's an honor to know him. But you're right. He's done so much for the community, and I think it's a good idea naming.
Well, you say they could live anywhere. I think they live here because they love Reading and they love
the
community.
That's why.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly why
yeah.
they're here, is because how much they do love this community.
Yeah. I'm just wrapping up year six, and my appreciation for this community and the city of Reading just continues to grow.
Well, you know what? When I came here, mm-hmm. 2007, mm-hmm. I could have gone. I had been offered a job in Europe. I'd been offered other places, and Linda could go really, literally could go anywhere. But neither one of us had ever set down roots, ever. I mean, longest I lived anywhere in my life was like 3 years. We decided to stay in Redding, and we've never looked back. It's we're just so happy that we're here. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's easy. This is an easy place to really like.
It is. It's beautiful.
Well, and y'all came, what, 6 years ago?
Yeah, we're wrapping up year six, and we had been in the Midwest for 20 years.
Yeah.
So we had set roots and God's call, and it was a good call, and we thank him every day. Yeah.
Well, this is it's got everything that I can think of, and you know, the friends we've made here are lifelong. Yeah. I mean, it feels like we've known them forever.
Like Maurice and Marianne.
Like Maurice and Marianne. Yes. Many other friends that we have.
Yeah.
So, I think the every so often though we'll go, that's it. I'm getting out of California, not Redding. If I could pick up Redding and move it a couple of times, and people do that, but we're not leaving. We're going to stay here and fight the fight.
Good for you.
Well, we have to.
Yes.
Okay. Simpsons. Okay, I'm changing the subject so I can, watch your eyes get big. Simpson football.
Yes, sir.
Is getting ready to kick off.
Yes.
So it's going to be great. Now, this year is still, does this count?
It does. It will count.
This one's going to count.
I think we're one vote away from joining the conference.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that. I think it's more 99% yes than anything else.
Okay.
So that's positive. We have a full season scheduled, and we'll have three home games and partnering with Foothill High School.
Yes. Okay. And you're going to be playing on their turf on Saturdays because they play on Fridays.
Yes.
Okay. And you've got, I don't know, what, 70? I don't even know how many players you got. We've got to have them back on before the season starts.
Here's what I know. The first semester, coach brought in 58 students.
Okay.
And he currently stated yesterday at our all-campus meeting, he has 120 right now. Those coaches are working hard. All of our coaches are working hard.
You know, and you got a great group of coaches there, too. But 120. Mm-hmm. Now, they all don't dress, I don't think, for the games. Maybe for the home games they will.
They'll all dress for the home games, I would guess.
120.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boy, he could just run platoons out and play. He could be playing, you know, every set of downs. Here comes a new team out.
He could.
He could do that. So
I don't know if he will, but he could.
Well, now, here's the thing is, we talked about athletic sports.
Yes.
Dr. Hall has brought in 8, 10
about eight,
intercollegiate sports.
Yes.
Ranging in the first one, when he came in the first meeting, he said he wanted to bring in bass fishing. We all looked at each other and thought, what?
Mm-hmm.
Huge success.
Huge success.
Huge success. Yeah. People don't, I did not realize how big bass fishing was in the colleges and universities, but it is obviously nationwide.
Yes. You,
now, Simpson has national sponsors for the team.
We do, yes.
Black Bear Diner, but the other one out of, I think, Missouri, the jerky guys.
Yes. I forgot that name last time, and now it's got in my head.
Anyway, but they are helping to support the team. And then now you've got swimming.
Swimming, yep.
And one of our swimmers actually went back to the Olympic trials.
Correct. Last year, or the year before, yeah.
Right. And then of course, women's softball, but in the baseball, the men's baseball, they just set a new record.
They did, and playing for their first season on our home field, which is fabulous. We're just delighted. The coaches there have done a phenomenal work in getting that field ready, getting the support for it, and it's just a thrill to watch a ball game. Now, softball's been longstanding and supporting.
Oh, it has
just
been.
Wayne celebrated this year's 500th win, so congratulations to him as head coach.
Basketball.
Yep.
Wrestling.
Yep. Track and field.
Track and field.
That's growing as well in numbers, thanks to the coaches.
And I heard the other day when we were in the meeting that the word rodeo was brought up. And, your financial guy sitting next to me says, we need an equestrian. And I went, oh, boy, howdy.
So, equestrian's a little different than rodeo, I would think.
Well,
I understand.
It is. Equestrian says horse.
Now, you know, we've added sand volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
right.
We've added sand volleyball, and we're looking into flag football for females.
Okay. And which is a big sport.
Absolutely growing. And we have added just recently esports. And we have a coach.
A what?
Esports. So your games on the computer.
Games.
Yes.
Why don't you just say that? Games.
Esports is what it's called.
I got an idea for an assistant coach for you.
You do?
Mark Story.
Okay. I'll
Haven
take that
Humane,
name. I'll
CEO
take that
of Haven name. Humane. This man is a, he is a gaming son of a gun. So, tell me, can you get a scholarship for e-gaming?
Yes, you can.
Whoa!
No, we.
I have been wasting my life.
I will say all these sports, we want our students to have a well-rounded university experience.
Absolutely.
And to continue playing a sport that you love and to get an awesome education while you're doing it.
Of course.
And awesome activities that our student development program put on throughout the semester. It's just fabulous.
Well, my granddaughter went to New Mexico State because she wanted the university experience,
yep,
the whole enchilada, the school, the classes, but she also wanted football and basketball and be able to enjoy those types
and
of things.
And we've got it now.
And you've got it. And from what I understand, every student athlete that comes to that school brings 1.5 more people with them.
I love that. That's great. I like that stat.
I heard that from one of your people that it's, you know, that, oh, you got football.
Yep.
And so I'm going, you know, that's just, it's one of the things that help make that decision.
Yeah.
Football, basketball, baseball, swimming, all of these things.
Mm-hmm. And golf. We forgot golf.
Oh, yeah, the golf.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I don't mean this badly. Your golf coach looks like a golf coach.
Really? Well, thank you.
Well, no, I mean,
he would take that as a compliment
for sure. It is. I mean, he's not Bill Murray from, you know, Caddyshack out there. This guy has got, you know, neatly coiffed. He's got his polo shirt on. Mm-hmm. He's got the tan. He looks like a golf coach.
Yeah.
Now, he may not know, you know, a putter from a driver.
Oh, he does.
I'm sure he
does.
But he looks like the, I was looking, I thought, he looks like a golf coach, and we all agree.
Well, I tell you, he is well-versed in his skill, well-versed in coaching, and is doing a phenomenal job.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Hey, Christina, who won the Les Mis? Who won Les Mis?
There's a lady. She won tickets for Wednesday for the 15th.
Okay, the 15th. Let me pull these aside then. Here we go.
Her phone number's in the front desk.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, this is for the 15th. You got two. Okay, I tell you what. I'm going to give away two more tickets. And it can be for the 15th, the 16th, or the 18th. Just give us a call, 605-4567. And I'm going to do that in the next break. Not right now. In the next break. So as soon as the break's over, you can start calling right then. All right, we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch. Sunday, May 12th, seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in our last segment here on Thursday, the 9th of May. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going up to like, oh gosh, what did I say, 81? It's going to be like this, sunny and warm, getting up into the 90s through the weekend and into next week, but no 90s. And let's talk rodeo. It's back. It starts, of course, May 15th. The first event is the steak feed, though, Saturday night. Steak feed and dance, and that starts at 5 o'clock. And you're mutton busting the slack. We get 150 kids, not all at the same time. They go out one at a time, but wouldn't that be something? 150 kids on 150 sheep. That could be, you know, that could be the Guinness Book of World Records. The number of kids on sheep for mutton busting. Anyway, that's going to start Saturday. Now, where do you get your tickets? You go to ReddingRodeo.com. Don't go anywhere else. ReddingRodeo.com is where you get your tickets for the state feeds and the rodeo itself. Other sites will sell you tickets, but at extremely more expensive prices. ReddingRodeo.com is where you get your tickets. All right. I'm here with Allison Hall. From Simpson University, Redding's hometown university. We're talking about the new business and technology center that was, that they just broke ground on. And part of that is the Veterans, I want to say success, but is that right?
Veterans Success Center.
The Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Veterans Success Center. Because of the things that the Senator and Mrs. Johannesson have done for our, not only our community, but our veterans,
correct,
as we know. Then we talked about, you know, what's that going to look like? And we're talking about computers and the business courses, and we talked about how Simpson has added like 10 to 12 new courses, 10 new sports, intercollegiate sports, because you want the well-rounded student, one that can get a good education, but also have the ability to go out and enjoy themselves. And it's most of it's right on campus.
Absolutely, yes. We're excited.
Safe?
Safe, yes. It's a beautiful campus, too.
It is a beautiful campus. Mm-hmm. You've also got – you've got a school out there, another school, right? A charter school
that's
temporarily out there.
Yes. Yeah, they're going to be our neighbors, so we've partnered with them, and it's great to have them on campus.
Yeah,
that's great. Phoenix Charter, yes.
Yeah.
I will tell you this.
Okay.
We just had board meetings after the groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. Board of trustees came in, and they 100% vote to start immediately building.
Immediately.
So as soon as we can get the diggers there, they're working on that right now.
Construction guys, right?
Construction will start as soon as possible.
Wow, they could have that thing finished by 2025. Then.
That'd be the goal. It's exciting.
Get a lot of work done this summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the last building we did was our science and nursing building.
Right.
Yeah, so we're excited.
Boy.
It builds excitement for the community. It builds excitement for the students deciding, am I going to go to that school and do they have the facilities? Yes, we do.
I would love to take courses on AI. You know, it could be like, you know, we have classes in the evenings for continuing education.
We do. Degree completion, like, yes.
Yeah, degree completion. To have a class on what AI is and how can you use AI at your own level would be a wonderful class, you know, just for people to learn what it is. Because everybody reads about it all the mm-hmm. time. And how's it used? But how can you use it? How can you use it in your own life? Mm-hmm. Because on Facebook, I guess they're putting AI on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, somehow it's put it into my Facebook page, and I don't want it. And I'm not sure how to get out of it.
Well, we'll get that class, and I'll get you signed up.
Well, I tell you what, I'll sit there in the front row, right
okay.
in the center.
All right, I'll
with
get
my,
you.
with my little AI note-taking machine.
Very good.
Okay, just take down the important parts that I need to know,
yep.
which is all of it.
Yes.
Okay. What would you tell people who's, you know, it's graduation, kids graduating.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just mention is that Simpson University's enrollment has grown every year.
Correct.
Which is incredible when you think it's a smaller Christian university.
Yep.
Where other Christian universities, and not just Christian, but smaller colleges and universities are shutting down.
Correct.
And y'all have continued to grow every year.
It's against the national curve. It's against the national whatever else is happening. So I would say, you know, if you're from Reading, many folks will want to go away to college.
Yeah.
I would say you can make Simpson University's campus as far away from home as you want. You stay on campus, you participate in the activities there, and you make it your home and wait till Thanksgiving before you go home. What you're going to get there is a community that's welcoming, that wants to get to know you as an individual, that will give you challenging coursework from professors that care, and they'll know your first name.
Yeah,
and they'll want to take you to coffee and get to know you.
Yeah, because they're smaller classes.
Yeah.
I mean, even back when I was going to college several decades ago, we had classes that was like 300 of us in there mm-hmm. in a lecture hall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it was lectured to not by the professor, but one of the grad students.
Right.
And so it was kind of like, this is, you know, you felt like you were being warehoused even back then.
Mm-hmm.
So to go to a college campus where you can sit in a room where you look around and you recognize that somebody's not there.
Correct, correct. And I think that's part of the appeal for many, to know that they can go and be known. They can go to the professor anytime, ask questions, just grow in an area that has interest to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the events that we have on campus, too, plus all the sporting events, just adds and builds to the community. Our student development office does a fabulous job with activities throughout the school year, from Davenport Derby, where they roll sofas down the center boulevard, to the dunk tank, to just fabulous stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
I've entered those bed races before. Yeah. I mean, that is a no-holds-barred. But,
correct. You know, correct.
And it is bumping and grinding and all these other things. Yes. If you're not bumping, you're not racing. Okay. Allison Hall. We so much appreciate the fact that you all made, and it was your decision too, for you all to come over six years ago,
mm-hmm.
come to Simpson University. And Dr. Hall and you,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Hall, though, has made such a huge, huge change in the trajectory
mm-hmm.
of Simpson University.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a joy to, one, work with him, but to see how you all genuinely care for our community.
Thank you. He had a vision, and God has blessed, and he has brought the people that work at Simpson University, care about Simpson, care about the students, and care about Reading. And we're just very thankful and blessed to be here.
Well, That's a great way to end.
Thank you so much.
Hey, tomorrow I'm not going to be here. Linda and I aren't going to be here. We've got Blake Fisher coming in, with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, of course, Haven Humane. What else do we have? We have another couple guests rolling through here. As you know, Haven Humane brings their pet of the week. And 6 weeks ago, Buford rolled in, and he never rolled out. Buford's at home right now, laying on his back someplace, I'm sure, because that's what he likes to do. Everybody, it's going to be a warm day. So speaking of that, you've gotten used to taking your dogs, or your kids, or your grandmother in the car with you and jumping out and running in and doing some shopping. Don't do that anymore. It's going to be 90 degrees, and when it hits 90, it gets to like 130 in the car very, very, very quick. So be aware of that. And so take care of your furry little animals there. Have a great day, and God bless America.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.